You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. Last week, we asked you to tell us about the vices that eat away at your bank account. Mine is definitely late-night online shopping. We invited Christina LaMontagne, NerdWallet's General Manager of Health, to explore how vice intersects with your wallet. Christina LaMontagne, welcome to Marketplace Weekend.
Thank you for having me.
I want to listen to these voices we've collected, people talking about their vices. Let's go ahead and play those.
Spending on shoes. I love comfortable shoes. I like the comfort, but I feel guilty spending a little extra on nice comfortable shoes, but 8 hours a day standing.
Smoking, and I'm a single mom, so I have a lot to spend my money in.
We buy the coffee and smoke the cigarettes. And it's something, the donuts or something like that. It's too much money, you know. Almost $10 we lose on the morning every day.
Ice cream, for one, and dessert, because life is too short to do without it.
My advice is I like to shop, and I'm not going to stop shopping. I don't care. I'll spend my last money on another shirt or something. Because I go to work to pay for that shirt I just bought so I can buy another shirt next week. And I'm not going to break it. I'm sorry. This is something I've been going for 20 years. It's not going nowhere. Just throw the shirt in the coffin with me when I pass.
Vices? I eat too much.
Smoking. Because I enjoy it. I'll spend it on something else. I'll spend it on another vice.
If it weren't cigarettes.
Yeah.
Dessert, of course. I love dessert, so I don't mind spending a little extra to have a nice dessert.
Shopping, sometimes I overdo it.
America is expensive country. You know that, huh?
Christina LaMontagne, when you listen to people talk about their vices, we hear familiar things. Cigarettes, coffee, sweets. They seem to speak of them, though, with a little bit of fondness. Why do you think that is?
I also caught that hint of fondness. You know, we work hard in our jobs every day, and we're proud of the money that we earn. And I think people need that release that comes with buying the things that matter most to them. So it's fair. It's certainly fair for people to spend their money to make themselves a little bit happier in life.
What do you think defines a vice anyway?
You know, I think a vice is something that we cling to, probably for an emotional reason, more than anything, and it becomes a habit in our lives. And then over time, you know, maybe we start to think if it's such a good habit after all. But I think a vice is just something that becomes a routine in our lives, and we sometimes resent that it exists.
You write about health and think about health, and in doing that, think about maybe some vices that some of us don't. What's out there that you think is surprising?
Well, I was thinking about the biggest vice, and perhaps one is procrastination. You know, so many of us like to put things off. And with your health, that can really add up to a lot of money over time. I myself neglected to get a flu shot in September. I live in California. It was still sunny out, and it just didn't occur to me that winter was coming. I'm fortunate in that way, in fact. But wouldn't you know, I got sick in early October and, you know, really regretted having not taken that initial preventive step, paid a little bit of money, $25 at my pharmacy, perhaps. You know, instead, I was sick for 3 or 4 days and lost a whole lot of productivity. And, you know, that has financial implications that all of us might think about.
I think that question of something more nebulous as a vice, as opposed to a thing, a quantifiable thing, that might be something we overlook.
It really is. You know, I dug into this issue of procrastination because I wondered about some of the real life implications of this. And I went to CheapAir.com, and CheapAir projects that the most cost-efficient time to purchase your ticket. So the most inexpensive time to purchase your airline ticket is 54 days in advance of your flight. And if you wait until the last minute, say only 2 weeks ahead of time, that price goes up by 20% or more. So there are really tangible examples of how this procrastination can add up in our lives.
What else is out there that you think might not be on somebody's everyday radar screen?
You know, one other outside of the box kind of less tangible vice that I'd like to share with your listeners is the vice of not asking for help, of thinking that we are self-sufficient and have all the answers. You know, and a clever example perhaps on this is when you fail to ask for directions and you circle around in your car for an extra 20 minutes burning gas. We all know that gas can be pretty expensive.
And, oh, I hope my dad is listening to this episode.
That's right. So, you know, not asking for help can certainly add up. You know, and this also might apply to things that are just tough for us, like, you know, picking the right 401k plan or picking the right insurance. It's now open enrollment period, and I do think a lot about healthcare. And not asking for help can really add up when there are experts or blog posts or, you know, lots of good information out there, and no one needs to make a split second decision that may lead them to a more costly outcome.
Christina LaMontagne from NerdWallet, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks to everyone who spoke to us this week about vice.
My name is Luis Gallegos.
Hi, my name is Maribel Navarro.
My name is Petros Davchan.
Hi, I'm Catherine LeBlanc.
My name is Alfonso Lee.
Kinder Lewis.
Julian Davis.